From real-time UK news, an electronic pill that tricks the brain into thinking the stomach is full could help tackle obesity. The revolutionary device looks like an ordinary tablet, but it is packed with a cutting-edge technology. The experimental pill works in the same way as gastric pacemakers to suppress appetite. A gastric pacemaker is an implant that is surgically placed in the stomach and wired to the vagus nerve. This nerve carries signals from the stomach to the hypothalamus, the area of the brain responsible for regulating appetite.
The pacemaker has a sensor that detects when food is entering the stomach. It then fires low-level electrical pulses into the vagus nerve to fool the brain into thinking the stomach has no more room.
This is something quite useful because in the past, for people who have got obesity issue and it is difficult for them to control their appetite, they usually will go to the doctors and sometimes have to use surgical operations to remove part of their stomach. I guess that is very painful, but with this smart pill, they can just swallow it and have their appetite controlled. It's a great idea.
Theoretically, I mean, we know, and we always talk about it on this show, it's just overindulgence and lack of willpower in most cases. Very few people have a genetic predisposition towards obesity. But however, we know that people should eat less, but we must be practical and we must accept the fact that, you know, food is so tasty that people don't have the willpower. So even though we say they should have more willpower, they don't. So this seems to be a good solution then. If you can just swallow this sort of electronic tablet and then somehow it tells your stomach that the stomach's already full, I think it's a great idea, actually, because we've got to face the reality that people know how to lose weight, which is to eat less and exercise more, but they're just not willing to do it. They can't do it. They haven't got the willpower that it takes. And it's no good nagging them. They simply cannot do it. So this seems like a good solution.
I think what's great about this is the pill can be passed out of the body after a couple of days. And if they need this kind of pill again, you can swallow it again.
Yeah, another
pill.
It doesn't seem to have any adverse effects either in terms of damaging the body, which is obviously one of the most important things.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。